Hey guys, I thought I would try answering Lakara Mia's GWA writer-performer questionnaire. So here it goes, I guess. Question one: how long have you been performing slash recording GW or audios for GWA? Since May, on and off. How long is that? About 4 or 5 months, probably closer to four. Question two: would you go back and re-record and or rewrite any audios or scripts given the time? Probably no. I might just be saying that because I'm really tired right now. But I don't know, just as a writer, there's just this, I guess, sense of doneness that you feel once you finish a script. At least I do, where I just it's finished, and I don't want to look at it anymore, and I don't want to change it. And now it's out there in the world. I guess occasionally when I hear my scripts being performed, sometimes I wish I had added a beat or two, or just like an extra pause in there to get the cadence a little bit better. But I don't really want to do any major rewrites or changes to anything, because it's out there and it's being performed, and now it's up to the performers to decide what they want to do with it or change it if they like. Question three: do you record and or write impulsively, or do you keep ideas noted to record or write at a better time? In case you can't tell, I'm not as used to reading at the same time than recording. So my hat's off to all the performers who do that. You all are great. I think it's kind of a combination of the two. I tend to keep a lot of ideas for scripts that I want to do or think are interesting, but I kind of have to be in the right, I guess, headspace to really sit down and write. So sometimes the actual process of writing happens impulsively, but generally I have the ideas planned out ahead of time. Question four: does anybody outside of the GWA community know that you write scripts or record audios? No, I mean, not that I know of. I do know that some of my real life friends are involved in erotic communities on Reddit, so it wouldn't surprise me if they come across some of my work and just haven't mentioned it out of respect for my privacy. But I haven't told anybody about it, no. Question five: could you ever see yourself telling somebody outside of GWA about your scripts and or audios? Yeah, I imagine if I'm dating somebody, I would tell them. Just out of, or I guess for transparency's sake. And I'm not like ashamed of it or anything, obviously. It's actually something I take a little bit of pride in, but it's just not something that I guess you bring up a lot of the time in polite conversation. Question six: are there any tags or themes that you personally love to listen to, but for whatever reason can't write about? Well, most not safe for work stuff I tend not to write about. And that's not because I don't like it, it's just because, I don't know, writing the actual sex parts of sex is less fun for me than writing intimacy. There's just something really intriguing to me about trying to get intimate relationships down and trying to give voice to those, I guess, quieter moments in relationships. And yeah, I mean, I completely respect all of the great writers we have in the GWA community who do write explicitly about sex, but it's just not something that's as appealing to me. So yeah, I obviously listen to scripts with those tags, but I don't write them as much just because it's, I don't know, not really my thing. Question seven: has there been any script or audio idea from another writer or performer that you wish you could have come up with? In terms of idea, not really. I mean, for me, and I imagine this is true with a lot of writers, the problem isn't having ideas. I have tons of ideas. It's trying to figure out a way to translate those ideas into a script or a workable script. So it's not the idea part I struggle with. And I don't feel jealous of any of the scripts anyone else has written, because even if I had a similar idea, their interpretation of that idea is just different, because we're different people. And the way I would do a script about something is just different than the way they would do a script. So it doesn't really create jealousy. Sometimes I'm impressed by other people's work and think that it's really good or interesting, but I'm not really jealous of it because it's just their way of interpreting an idea is a different way than I would interpret an idea. Question 8. Are there any tags or themes that you have been wanting to include in your audios or scripts, but have not found the opportunity? Yeah, a lot of it's just a matter of, I guess, trying to get myself to, again, put the idea to paper. I've really been wanting to do a road trip script for a while, but I just, every time I start that one, I get stuck somewhere. So we'll see if that ever comes to fruition. Also, since I did my summer 19 swap event, I've been really wanting to write a piece from the perspective of a wedding cake topper to a guest at a wedding, where the guest, I guess, feels sad that he's not with anyone or she's not with anyone, and the wedding cake topper is trying to comfort them. So yeah, those are a couple. I also really want to work in the fact that the guy who popularized the linguistic sentence "Buffalo, buffalo, 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 buffalo" now works at the University of Buffalo into a script somehow. That will probably come up at some point. I just haven't figured out where yet. Okay, now to the for what writer questions. Question 9. Have you ever written a script with a particular performer in mind? And did your desired performer actually fill the script? Yes and yes. This is less I had a particular performer in mind for a script, I guess, than after somebody fills one of my scripts sometimes. When I'm writing a new script, it's very easy for me to put their voice to the script because they already have filled one of my scripts. So it's easy for me to imagine them doing another one. And then a lot of the time, people who do my scripts like some of the stuff I write, so they're more likely to do them in the future. So that's happened a few times where someone's done one of my scripts and then I imagine their voice for another script, and then they like that script too, so they performed it. And they're, of course, not obligated to do that, and I wouldn't be disappointed if they didn't, but it's just, performers do inspire me to write new scripts, so it's nice when they perform them, I guess. Question 10. Are there any writers of GDBA scripts who really inspired or encouraged you to start offering scripts? Not specifically. What did really, really help was the great guide on Audible that was posted for new script writers. That was really something that got me interested in script writing. And one of the things I've really liked about that guide is just it encourages everyone to think that they can really. Or think that they can write really good scripts. And just because it put me in that mindset after reading it, that it was possible for me to write really good scripts, it inspired me to take the plunge and start writing. Question 11. In your opinion, what is the best type of feedback you would wish to receive about your work? Well, this is probably true for a lot of script writers as well. The best feedback you can get is just somebody performing your script. I can't even begin to describe the high I feel when somebody performs. one of the scripts I wrote. It's such an amazing feeling, and it makes me happy for the entire day. And I'm just ecstatic, and it's always so great. So that's the best type of feedback I can possibly receive, is just somebody taking the time out of their day to record something I've written. That's absolutely amazing. Question 12. What is the most valuable piece of advice you would wish to give to any scriptwriter or audio performer starting out on GWA or other audio subreddits? In terms of writing, aim for the level of perfection that gets you to write. If you try to do too much, then you aren't going to write anything at all. Or if you try to do 25 edits and you just can't do 25 edits, then you won't write anything at all. That's awful. Or at least it's not going to get your work out there. So give yourself a standard that you think you can achieve. If you want to just write really short scripts where you just do line editing once, then go for it. In fact, a lot of those scripts get filled because they're easier to perform. And if that's what's going to get you to start writing, then that's, I guess, the level of effort you should put in. And for me, it's always, that advice has been useful because it gets me to kind of stop tweaking once I'm just tired of tweaking something, because I tend to be a bit of a perfectionist and tend to want to make every single line perfect. And I've learned that if I do that too much, I won't write anything down at all, and that's just no fun. So instead, I try to set limits on myself where I either, I guess, set time limits or, I guess, set draft limits where I'm like, okay, I'm only going to spend an hour on this, or okay, I'm only going to do 3 drafts of this. And that does help me to get back into writing at times when I'm a little bit more burnt out. So those are my responses to the questionnaire. Hopefully this was at least a little bit entertaining. You guys are all great. Bye.